Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome, it's another episode of Cheese Please with
one man named Snarf Dude.
And
smart woman named Daffodil.
Who was that guy, Daffodil? He just dropped in and said that name. Because, well, what?
Nothing.
Who
I just
was
think
that
you're
guy?
Strange.
Why am I strange? Come on, I hired a guy to say my name.
What's you didn't hire him to say my name.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but he
my feelings are hurt.
He works by the name, and that's all I can afford. He said I gave him $5 to say my name, and that's pretty much it.
I would have made him cupcakes to say my name.
Well,
or cookies.
Well, are you sure you want to do that? Maybe
I could do that.
Maybe after the show I can arrange something very special. Here's an idea, huh?
Can you okay, see? Maybe. Now tell us what the show's about this week.
Oh, okay. On the show this week we have, oh boy, we're making up with your, making up for it from not playing your favorite song of Snoopy's classics on Toys. I finally got it out there with the
pizza. I want to hear you say Snoopy song.
Snoopy song?
No, Snoopy song.
Snoopy song. There we go.
Very good.
Oh, thank you. Anyway, we're making up for the fact that we didn't play the pizza that ate Chicago on your birthday this week as we profile Snoopy's classics on Toys.
So cool, so cool.
Oh, the Cat Box cover song we haven't played. We dug it out of the Cat Box, and, as a matter of fact. But we're starting off with Ray Sikora and Claude Desjean, and we're sort of muzaking hits from the 60s and 70s. What?
Nothing.
Okay. Claude Desjean or Desjean, I don't know.
And Claude Desjean.
And the CCR classic Proud Mary, but we're starting off with Ray Sikora and I Feel the Earth Move. Well, we do. We're driving in a bit. Right here on
Cheese Please.
Thank you.
In life, there are a lot of things to be serious about. But if you haven't figured it out already, we're not one of them. Where bad music is a good thing. Sorry, Martha. Cheese, please.
Let's groove out, man. Let's get some weed, Daffodil, and groove out to the sounds.
What kind of weed do you want, Snarf Dude? Dandelions?
Yeah, man. Of course,
poison
man.
Ivy?
No, I'm not going to touch that. I'm going to smoke some weed, Daffodil. Listening to the groovy sounds of Claude DeGene. It's the guy that's in the jeans named DeGene. And before that, we had Ray Sikora. And I feel the earth moves. Oh, yeah.
You're channeling your inner Johnny.
What? Daphne, what are you talking about? I just had to step outside the van. Who is that? What? I saw some guy coming out of the van. What are you talking about? That wasn't me. You can't see. I'm away, can you? No, you can't. You cannot, Daffodil. All the equipment here. What?
Nothing.
Okay. Anyway, welcome. This is Snarf Dude.
And Daffodil.
And we were playing Claude DeGene and Proud Mary and Ray Sikora, and I feel the earth move on the show this week. I said my name already.
Yes.
And we're profiling something special that Daffodil's very happy about.
I love Snoopy's Classic on Toys. I'm going to tell the listeners now there is absolutely no information out there at all on Snoopy's Classics on Toys.
What happened to them?
Except I can tell you that it's some French-Canadian people that make this music.
Oh, okay. In Canada.
And all of the songs on the Snoopy's Classics on Toys...
You like?
CDs. Well, not just that I like.
Okay.
It's all actually played on children's toy instruments.
Oh, okay.
That's why they're called Classics on Toys.
Well, I know that, but there's nothing out there. I surfed the internet, too, and I couldn't find anything.
But there's, like, an entire album of Beatles songs, and there's Christmas songs, and there's all kinds of different stuff.
Well, we're playing a Peter, Paul, and Mary cover called Puff, the Magic Dragon, That was a, I think it was about, well, you know that stuff.
It was about a magic dragon.
Yeah, sure, okay. But we're starting it off with your favorite Snoopy's Classics on Toy song.
The Beats of the Night Chicago.
On?
Jeez, please.
One morning in Chicago, where the wind comes off the lake, a slow and sleepy pizza man had a pizza pie to bake. He gathered his ingredients and quickly rolled his dough. He twirled it and he tossed it. Holy cow, where did it go? The dough flew out the window and went flying down the street. And as it flew, it grew and grew, this wheel of whirling wheat. This spinning mass of flour acting like a hurricane. It kept on growing larger till it finally became the giant pizza.
Double cheese!
The giant pizza!
Extra sausage!
The giant pizza!
No anchovy!
That ate Chicago! The cheeses of Chicago all went flying off the shelves. They joined the giant pizza cause they could not help themselves. Tomatoes from the farm stands all discovered they could fly. They all went pop atop the giant pizza in the sky. The giant pizza.
Triple cheese.
The giant pizza.
Extra sausage.
The giant pizza.
No anchovies.
That ate Chicago. The pizza cast a shadow that was miles and miles wide. The smell of pepperoni kept the citizens inside. The spinning crust descended till, as everybody feared, with the telltale whiff of garlic, all Chicago disappeared. The giant pizza!
Triple cheese!
The giant pizza!
Extra sausage!
The giant pizza!
No anchovies!
That ate Chicago! Now when you order pizza and you start to salivate, just think of poor Chicago and its sad and tragic fate. When your guy twirls his pizza and he spins it in the air, if it comes back down, you're cool, but if it doesn't, then the giant pizza!
Triple cheese!
The giant pizza!
Extra sausage!
The giant pizza!
No anchovies!
That ate Chicago! The giant pizza!
Triple cheese!
The giant pizza!
Extra sausage!
The giant pizza!
No anchovies!
That ate Chicago!
Cheese is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
The full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese!
Baby.
please. And come on, Daffodil, say this all together now. Aww. Aww. Well, you can do the E and I'll do the aww.
Isn't that cute?
I like it. I'm sorry.
Oh,
kill me. I don't care. It's my favorite song.
Isn't that? No, Pizza That Ate Chicago's your favorite song.
That's what I mean.
I'm talking about Puff the Magic Dragon with the cute kids.
Oh, yeah. They were kind of tinny sounding.
No, they weren't. They were cute.
Little brats.
No, they're not brats, Daffodil. They're not brats. They're cute kids singing their heart out somewhere in the elementary school choir. What?
Whatever you say. You're not taking away my happy glow because you baked the pizza that ate Chicago.
Okay, my name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And this is Cheese, Please. And say it.
Say what?
The usual line. Come on.
I don't know what you want. Oh, that.
Yes.
This is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
It says here right in this contract we have to say that at least once a week.
I was planning on saying it later, but you made me say it now.
Well, fine. I'm just noticing, Daffodil, this week there were a lot of cover songs on the show.
I know, but we actually have something special for cover songs.
As a matter of fact, we're about to play the worst of them all.
Catbox cover songs! Songs so bad.
Get out the kitty litter!
They should have been sparrows.
There's a kitty.
Whoa! Back off, kitty! Back off!
Mean kitty.
Mean kitty.
Yeah,
he seems to be getting meaner every time we let him out of the cat box.
Yeah, but I see. Look at my arm. I get scratches here because I had to dig this one out of the cat box.
Where it should have stayed buried.
No, I can't let it stay buried because it's worth playing again.
All right.
Okay.
What are we playing out of the cat box this week?
The group is called Silver Rain, and they did their own version of Staying Alive.
When we really prefer they be staying dead?
Yeah, you gotta hear it to believe it, so that's what we're playing it on.
Cheese, please!
Try to understand the New York Times effect.
No, I'm going on record as saying we did not doctor that in the slightest.
It really is that bad on purpose.
I'm serious. No, we didn't play with the turntable or anything. Honest. Honest engine. I just...
Cross my heart and hope to die.
It's over. That's good. Now I can sort of hear again. Sort of. Catbox cover song with a group called Silver Rain doing their version of Staying Alive. And I think I'm going to throw that back in the cat box.
It needs to go back to the box.
And I don't think I'm ever in a million zillion years ever going to take it out again.
Promises.
Well, you know, the budget is cut back. I got to recycle a few things every so often. It's no big deal.
No recycling that. That is a one shot.
Okay. Anyway, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I am Daffodil.
And Daffodil, I was talking to this announcer guy off air, and he's agreed for if you make him some cookies or muffins, and he's going to say your name on the air right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay? With the echo. So,
Daffodil Potter.
Woo!
Thank you. Daffodil will actually bake you something, and stay around the van after the show, and we'll have a big get-together, and everyone's happy, okay?
Excellent.
So does that make you happy, Daffodil?
It does. It even makes me not care that you're going to do this.
Do what? Oh, that!
Yes, that.
I'll try not to...
No screaming.
Are you sure?
No screaming.
Okay,
You can whine quietly. No screaming.
Whine quietly?
Yes, practice.
I've never thought this to whine quietly. Okay, well, let's give it a try here. What's that? Is that wine?
I don't think that was a whine. That was more of a groan. We'll have to work on the wine.
Okay, we'll work on the wine. Anyway, what wine? Is that the drinkable kind?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. I just thought about that for a minute. Anyway, Lenny Carson ending off the show in the Wiz Kids this week. And everybody clap hands. Yay. Clap hands. Until next week, folks, I guess we got to go.
Thank you for joining us for this exciting episode of Cheese Please.
It's
come back next
exciting?
Week. We'll have a more exciting episode of Cheese Please for you.
Is it exciting?
With your
really?
Fabulous host, well, Snarf okay. Dude, and Daffodil.
I can be excited, sure. Exciting, yeah. Until next week, folks.
Bye.
Everybody clap hands, everybody clap hands, let's all get together, everybody clap hands, everybody make noise, everybody make noise, the more noise the better, everybody make noise, grab a knife, grab a fork, grab a dish if you wish. Bang it on the table, and while you're grabbing, just grab a gal and kiss her while you're able. Everybody clap hands, everybody clap hands, take part in the party, everybody clap hands. Everybody clap hands, take part in the party, everybody clap hands, everybody clap hands, Everybody clap hands. Take part in the party. Everybody clap hands. Everybody clap hands. Everybody clap hands. Take part in the party. Everybody.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snalen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.